praise you. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We receive right now. We just receive everything that the Lord has for us. Just receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. If you came here in pain, if you came here hurting, if you came here in any kind of distress, just receive right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I keep hearing this in my spirit. In the matters of the heart, hearts, be healed. Be healed. Physical, emotional hearts, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Take it. Take it. Jesus is the healer. He'll heal your heart right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. Just let it go on record. You have a new heart today. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need and want hands laid on you, come on down and we'll pray for you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The anointing removes the burdens and destroys the yokes. So we thank God for healing. In Jesus' name. Come on, step on up on the carpet in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Glory to God. Jesus is the healer. We couldn't heal a flea. Jesus is the healer. And he heals today. All you have to do is receive it. Healing always comes. Receive it. Walk in it. Father, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. Thank you for it, Lord. Yeah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the anointing, remove that burden. In Jesus' name. Anointing, anointing. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, heal. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on up a little bit, brother. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Thank you, Lord. He's a good receiver in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, all strength, all health. Thank you, Lord, removing that burden in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? All right. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Glory to God. There is so much going on in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody right here. God is wiping out your debt. Wiping out your debt. You're going to see it. In a few weeks, there will be debt reduction, and then it's going in Jesus' name. You thought it could happen. You believed it could happen. It's happening. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. The best thing to do is to be debt-free, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Jenna, come up here. Hector, come up here. And Liz, come up here, please. And bring us a microphone. Okay. And we had some fun on Wednesday night. Did y'all like that? Just fellowship. Hey, one of the bingo things was find someone in the room that has a pet other than a dog or a cat. I forget her name. What's her name? Olivia has a kangaroo. She does. She has the zoo out there. That's really cool. Yeah. So that was fun. And then we found out there are people here that were born in other countries. Sis right there was born in another country. It was a lot of fun. What was so interesting is even after, Jana bingoed, everybody kept playing. Someone was like, well, are we done? I said, no, just let them go. And so everybody was all over this room chasing down the things that were on the bingo card, which is everything from, find someone who was born in another state to someone who, oh, I don't know what, drives a pickup truck to who has a Toyota to who's left-handed to, you know, we just had a ball. It was a lot of fun. So there's a prize for that. And so since Jenna bingoed first, because she actually went around, she just didn't look around the room and check off people. She ran around to people and bingoed first. So we're giving you $100 today. So we're going to play another game on Wednesday night. So, praise the Lord. Now, here's something interesting that happened. Now, we've started something new. We're leading, folks on Sunday mornings in a confession for, tithing instead of me preaching a word right now because we want you to say it. But something interesting happened, so we have to add this to it. So on Wednesday night, this happened. And I just want to read it to you. This is what I said on Wednesday night. As we close tonight, we'll be receiving our offering. Find something to put in it. And then I passed out bills for people that didn't have anything. Remember, we were dollar bills. We were sharing money. Yeah, not my bills, but if y'all want them. Hey, you wouldn't mind having my bills. They're not much. So I said this. I said, I'm going to declare anointed words over our seeds. Father, I declare that whatever seed each person has sown tonight will come to them in a harvest by Sunday morning. If they sow $1 above the tithe, I declare a 100-fold return on over the seed. As the harvest comes in, they'll recognize that you have honored the seed with a harvest. I declare that they will bravely take the harvest and invest it as a seed on Sunday morning. As they sow the seed on Sunday, I will then declare that they will have 24 months of financial authority. We will call for breakthrough, but that is only an experience. We will call for miracles, but a miracle has an ending. We will call for an anointing is movement. For a reason. But most of all, we call for authority. Authority is a position of control and influence. We will use the law of two and agree together that everything will have to bow to the anointing that is in us. We will experience 24 months of unprecedented financial authority. We will make a declaration that we will be walking magnets for financial favor. So, I don't know about you, but for my dollar, I got a harvest this week. So, I've got mine, but I want you to hear what Liz has to say.
Woo, it was so good.
Mic up.
Oh, mic up.
Can you use the podium?
Okay, because I didn't want to forget any of this. It just, it happened. It was amazing. I remember that I was so excited. I didn't have any money. Kevin handed me a 20, and I was like, I'm going to do this. Because, you know, one of the things she said was like the first two things I wrote down Wednesday night was honor the voice of the word and unleash your gift. And so she kept going in the night, and she said, if you'll just imagine, you know. So I did. I thought about my gift. I teach, and I help people heal their emotions. And so I thought, that's one way that Father could send me people, right? So I didn't think it was going to be so fast. But 16 hours later, I got my seed back. They got 20 bucks because two people usually come to my class, the first class, seven showed up. So that bumped me up to the next pay thing. And then the next class, about 12 or so might show up. 18 crowded into my studio, and that gave me, it bumped me from 45 to 65. So that just was boom, boom, boom. And then, then I'm so excited. I'm on my way home, and I'm thinking about it. I thought, well, what's going to happen tomorrow? So same thing. My class, 2 usually come, 7 showed up. And I'm thinking, great, because I'm going to get to teach the next class. But I didn't get to teach the next class. I forgot. Somebody else was subbing it. So I'm going home, and I'm thinking, I'm going to open up my schedule for private yoga sessions. So I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. Nothing happens. Next morning, I go and I teach. I get another increase. And then the phone rings as I'm about to leave, and they were busy at the desk, so I pick it up, and it's one of our clients. And she says, I've already had my massage with Kevin. I've already had my facial with so-and-so. I'm coming in for acupuncture. Is there anything? There's nothing else I could do. I said, well, there is. You could have a private yoga session with me. And she said, I could. And she did. and that was another $50. So in less, I mean, it's like she said, imagine. I just got real creative. And he said, okay, let's go with it. So at the end of it all, in 64 hours, I got a 635% return. My 20 became $127.50, and that's what I'm putting in today.
Praise God. God is good. All right, everybody ready for your confession?
Yes.
All right.
Stand up,
all right, stand up, everybody. I think we're going to have it. We'll have it up here as well. Follow me. Lord, I bring my tithe and offering to you as an act of worship. Honor you with my tithe and offering today as the source of my supply. As a tither, I declare the windows of heaven are open unto me. I receive blessings being poured out to me in such a manner that I do not have room enough to receive it. I receive the promise of the scripture that protects those who tithe. No devourer or destroyer is allowed access to steal my harvest in Jesus' name. As a giver, I stand in the promise that it says, as I give, it is given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, people are always given to me because I am a giver. I declare I always have more than enough, excess and overflow, and every need I will ever have shall be provided for me in Jesus' name. I am wearing the blessing. I am wearing a mantle of increase. I prophesy increase and overflow. I decree that each year my finances grow to another level of increase and abundance in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, come on up, brothers and sisters. Let's go ahead and receive that. Oh, you can give via text message. You can text VCHL on the amount you want to give to 73256. Click that link and you can complete your gift there. You can also give by Pony Express and we'll water your horse and send it back to you there.
Praise the Lord. We win. Thank you, Jesus. There is a person in the United States who's being heavily persecuted with a lot of lies. And the darkness is trying to just take him down. I prayed about it this morning. And I just asked the Lord, I said, what could happen to change this? And I had a vision. And I saw two fingers reach up and pull a thread, and the whole thing came unraveled. So praise God. I think you know who I'm talking about. And so, like him or not, he's mistreated. I like him. But God's pulling that string. Come on. Amen. Let's go to John 8:32. I may at any time go off into the prophetic, church. I've been feeling it all morning. He's been rocking my world this morning, so. We do have a channel on Facebook called Pursuing Truth. It has 12-minute teachings on it, and it will help young people in the Lord catch up with what's going on in this house, because we're actually teach meat most of the time. Our vision is that we bring people from milk to meat. And so in order for people to catch up, or for you to take those and help, you know, say, watch this, that will help some folks get caught up. So you could go out there, and look on Facebook at Pursuing Truth, Victory Church, you'll see it, and you will get invited to come. Danny will invite you if you want to do that. I just put one out on Friday. Did you watch it? Did you like it? Praise the Lord. On communion. Because a lot of people don't know what they're doing in communion. And so Danny and I were kind of both jockeying for righteousness. And the Lord told me, I had some big talks with the Lord over the last 3 days. And the Lord told me, no, give that to her. I want you to give short teachings on how the prophetic works. So, you know, people walk into this house and they're like, what's she doing? What are they doing? What's this person and those of us? What are they doing? Well, we're going to put some help out there for you. I know you explain it to your friends, and many people that come here because they find out who we are, but they will be able to catch up and understand what's going on. So you can avail yourself to that. All right. Title of this message is Know It. And so, John 8:32 says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, not set you free, make you free. The truth doesn't make you free. Knowing the truth makes you free. Amen. The truth can sit out there all by himself and not get near you. But actually, if you know the truth will make you free. And one of the greatest truths would be that you are free. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, that I may know him. And so you know truth and you know him. And then the word know would mean to become intimately acquainted. In fact, King James used it as intimacy between married people, right? Yeah, y'all understand that. And so it means that you understand absolutely. You get it. Now, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. So in these verses, we see a lot of knowing and we see a lot of truth, right? These words are being used a lot here. We see that Jesus is the truth, and therefore Father God is the truth. So knowing truth. So I want to talk about that today. And I really want to talk about all these wonderful truths that have made you free. I want to mention them to you. Most of you, these will not be new to you at all. You're just going to rejoice in thinking, yeah, I know that. Yeah. I'm doing this on purpose. I have a reason for it. But as we do, keep in mind that how you perceive truths, perception's everything. Mm-hmm. One small element of perception can change everything.
Right. Yeah.
If you perceive that you can go to 1431 out here and go down to 281. And if you perceive, you can go to Hyco. Anybody know where Hyco is? If you can go to Hyco by turning right, your perception is off. Right? And, you know, you can just get off a little bit and end up somewhere else. Right? Doesn't even have to be a hard right turn. You can just get off a little bit. Well, this, you know, kind of like those exit ramps, you know, slowly, but you're going somewhere else. So perception is important. We need to have the right perception. And so I want to give you just an example of something that a perception that most of the church has dealt with. In fact, before we dive in, let me just give it to you right now. And I'm going to say this a whole lot today. You know, okay? So you know that we are called to walk in love. Do you know that? But if you're raised legalistically, your perception may be that you yourself, out of the power of your soul, must walk in love or you're going to be in a lot of trouble with God. That's a perception. I have to love. I have to love. I have to love. Right? But if you're raised with the perception of grace, you know that first he loved you. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. And we're empowered to love by the forces that are known as the fruits of the Spirit. Right? So you're actually empowered to love. You see what I mean? So you see the difference in the perception. So if you're just raised religiously, everything's gonna be, you'd be like Israel in the Old Testament. Tell us what to do, we're gonna do it, but they never could. They didn't have any power to do it. That was the whole mess up, and our sweet Father gave them a sacrificial system to keep them in line until Jesus could come. Amen. So we want to have the right perception so we go the right way. If you're raised with the perception of grace, then you're going to go the right way. So I just say this to you. There's a whole lot of cart before the horse that is taught in religion. Just a whole lot of cart before the horse. And so religious people are always trying to earn their victory. We have the victory. So here we go. Here's some things that you know. Today, you're sitting here right now knowing that you cannot earn God's love. You can't earn it. He loves you, and this is actually true in the scriptures. There's a scripture that said it. He loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's a scripture. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So most of you know that today, that God loves you. Jesus earned it for you. And by you simply believing in Jesus and what he did for you and accepting it for yourself, you come into the right relationship with God. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And today you're sitting here right now knowing that there is not one sin that could take you to hell except your refusal of Jesus. All sin is the same. All sin will take you to hell. But the truth is, if you'll just receive Jesus, you won't go to hell. Amen. Everybody here understands that once again, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Jesus paid. It's all about Jesus. He did it. Amen. Aren't you glad you know that? Aren't you glad you're not sitting here going, well, I got saved, but you know, I don't know if I'll be able to keep it or not. No, Jesus paid for every sin you'll ever do. And if you receive him as your Lord and Savior, you are going to heaven. You will make mistakes. None of us are getting up tomorrow and saying, I want to see how many mistakes I can make today. We don't want to do that. But the truth is along the way, you're going to make a mistake and you're going to go to God. You'll admit it. You'll quit it and you'll move on. And you need not beat yourself up for 25 days or 25 years after that. You need to just live on and love God. Amen. Today you're sitting here knowing that you are not earning your way to heaven, as we just said, but you're not earning your healing either. You're not earning prosperity. Well, you could have fooled me. I'm out there working every day earning money. No, you're on your assignment. You have an assignment, but you make your living by your giving. Amen? That is the truth. Aren't you glad you know that? If, as long as you go and fulfill God's will, if all you did was take the trash out every day, and that was God's will, you could become one of the richest people on the earth because God would find a way to bless you. As long as you're in God's will. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm not denying that you should, you know, you pick up your paycheck, but you know what to do with that. But if you base your whole life on just what you're earning physically, it's not going to be very good. Why? Because we have money, but money doesn't have us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get that prosperity down right, and you all do get that. So, you know today that you're free from the law and under grace. You know that grace is spirit-led. It empowers you to walk in love. So we're not off in some ditch of greasy grace, and we're not legalistic. We're going right down the middle path. The middle path says this, that grace empowers us to do what's right, do it right, because it's right. But we're doing it by the power of God and not on our own. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're here right now and you know that the fruits of the Spirit are empowering forces that keep your character. Church, so many people miss this. They're like, well, if I could just only do the fruits of the Spirit, if I could just only learn them. Church, they're yours. They're sitting in your spirit right now. The Holy Spirit has given them to you. People are like this. I know y'all already know this. You've heard this 1,000 times, but I'm going to say it again right now. People are like, you know, I think God's trying to teach me patience. No, I'm going to teach you patience right now. Patience is a force. It's a force that is in you. It's like a tree growing fruit. It's a force on the inside. You actually employ patience. You employ it when you need it. It means a consistent way of living. It doesn't mean hoping. It doesn't mean, well, I sure hope I can be patient and wait. Waiting and patience aren't the same thing. Patience means, no, I'm not changing. This is mine. No, this is what God gave me. No, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, listen, there's a big word called discipline. But there's a bigger word than discipline. What is it? Self-control. It's a fruit of the Spirit. God can, you can get more from self-control than any sort of soulish or physical discipline you ever did. You want to run 5 miles away? Tap into self-control. 5 miles a day, not away. Yeah, tap into self-control. You want to do better about some things? Tap into self-control because it empowers you. You're just not using your soul to discipline. You get some empowerment from God. And so it is with every one of these. Love, joy, peace, patience. You know them all. Praise the Lord. We have these fruits of the Spirit. What a wonderful thing. Thank God for it. Use them, church. They're there for you to love other people. They'll help you love other people. Here's something big in our camp, and we know this. You know right now you're wearing the blessing. You are wearing the blessing. It's not Hachu bless you or let us bless the food right now. The blessing is the empowerment to prosper that was put on Adam. It was put down on every generation that came along. And Galatians 3:13 says that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham might come on you. And so now you're wearing the blessing. It's an anointing. It's an empowerment to prosper. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good, church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know that you're anointed. Do you know that? You're anointed with the Holy Spirit. And the anointing does what? Removes burdens and destroys yokes. That's what the anointing does. That's why people got healed this morning. Well, no, I can't tell if I'm healed. I didn't feel it. Doesn't matter if you can feel it or not. You're healed in Jesus' name. The feeling will come. You know today that you're a human being and not a human doing. You're to live and work from the Sabbath rest that is spoken of in the book of Hebrews. You work out of that rest. That sounds funny together, but it's true. Life is not about you toiling and laying and worrying and thinking and complaining and judging and living the rest. The Bible said, one of the guys said, be at peace with everyone. Just be at peace. Just don't, well, can I do that? Love, joy, peace. Yeah, there you go. You can. You actually can do that. You can walk in peace. You don't have to toil. In fact, that can revert back up to the thing we just talked about, the blessing. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no what? No toil or sorrow, they say, but no toil to it. So you're to live in the rest. You're not to live in worry and anxiety. It doesn't mean you're laying on the couch eating bonbons. It means that you're not worrying. You're not anxious. How will I feed my family? Where am I going to live? What am I going to do? Uh-uh. No. Praise the Lord. I watched this funny movie last night. And this lady was the sister of a priest. And so her job was real mundane. She just had to feed her brother every day. That's all she did, and clean house. And she's like, you know. Well, he dies. And so she gets kicked out of the, whatever they call it, where they lived. I don't know that stuff. But, so a pigeon starts leading her around. And she starts following the pigeon. And it's just hilarious. It's just, you're just cracking up over all the way, and I'm not going to go into it, but you would think it was really funny. But, so we've got something far greater than a pigeon leading us around. Far greater. Amen. So when you're thinking, I don't know what to do, your eyes are on him. Yeah. And you should say this. This should be what you're saying every day. You're not saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You should be saying, Lord, I'm keen to your guidance. You don't even have to ask him. He already said, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would lead us. All you have to do is say, Lord, I'm keen to your guidance and I know what to do. I know what to do because my eyes are on you. I know what to do. Aren't you glad you know that? We learned that begging God is useless. I know we feel like it sometimes, but God answers faith. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, Lord, help me. It's in the scripture. But there is something wrong with going, please, 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 God, could you please? Church, most of the things we are believing for have already been done. We just need to use our faith and pull them in. He said he would be with us. He said he would have a table set before us in the presence of our enemy. That means that the enemy has to watch you eat it. Glory to God. Begging, trying to make a deal with God, doesn't work. He's not that. He doesn't have door number one, door number two, door number three. And you try to pick one and try to get through. No, he has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. And you just walk into that plan. You walk into that place and provision is there and he's there. He certainly will listen to you and he certainly will tell you. And if you want to know something, he's willing to do it. The Bible says that Jesus said that I'm jumping ahead of my word today, but it said that he called his friends. Amen. And he'd let us know.
Right.
You know, the Bible says that Jesus said no man knows the hour when he'll return. Mm-hmm. Right? You know that? Mm-hmm. So you know why Jesus doesn't know the hour either? Because he'd tell us. He'd tell us. Because he tells us what we need to know through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Right.
Actually, he gave you a lot of big hints about when he would return. He said, in a day that you do not know. And the Bible, the Jewish people call Rosh Hashanah the day and hour that you do not know. So we have a general idea there. We have a general idea. Praise the Lord. Jesus is coming. Yes, he is. You know that too. Yeah. Praise the Lord. All right. So we've learned then that God wants us to trust him. This is something we know. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to believe that he is the answer, that he has the answer, and that many things are already yes and amen. I think false guilt, not knowing God. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. I think that lack of knowledge causes people not to receive what God has. But what we do know is that faith pleases God. According to the book of Hebrews, it says that if we have faith, we'll please God. Amen. Why? Because he's a rewarder. Oh, well, you know, reward. Yeah, he's a rewarder. It's true. He's a remunerator. He answers upon approach. That's what that scripture means over there, verse 6 and 11. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. He wants to help you. He wants to, but you've got to believe him. You've got to trust him. And so faith comes by what?
Hearing.
See, you know that. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Church, your whole life is connected and wrapped up in your ability to hear his voice. Your whole life is wrapped up in that. You need to hear God. You need to hear his voice. You need to know his voice, both by this word and by the Spirit. You need to, there is an unction on the inside of you. Saved people have an unction. And it leads them in the way they will go. Not your emotions, not a backlash of what some, you know, a reaction to something that happened, but you're led by someone in here. And then this word will lead you. There's so many things that this word just lays out and you go, that's not what the word says. So I'm not doing it. Well, you know, it's a cheating situation. That's not what the word says. Things like that. Amen. Amen. Well, I think I could do, well, does the word say so? What does the word say about it? What does the word say about it? And then how's Holy Spirit leading you? What's Holy Spirit saying about it? The Bible can't tell you who to marry, the person, but it can tell you what kind of person. Tells you what kind of person to marry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Without hearing him, your life will just be you making intellectual deductions and just doing what you think is right. I don't want that. I've already been there. I don't want to just, well, let's just think it through. Let's just think it through. We'll try, let's get out the pros and the cons. How about, Lord, what do you want to do? That's the answer. You know, well, we could and we could. And then you just get into more confusion. Well, what about this? Well, believe me, I know all about that. I've done it many times. But it's not the best way. It's not the best way is, where are you leading? What are you saying? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to vote for? Now that voting right there, you can get a whole lot of that out of the Bible. Our Constitution is based on the Bible.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And so that should help you. So what you do is, you go and find the platform that is the most biblical possible and you vote for that platform.
Exactly.
That's not hard. That's not hard. Well, are you telling us who to vote to? No, I'm telling you to go look in the Bible for what to do.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you to vote Bible if you're a Christian.
Yes. Right.
I got a little stirred up about that. Praise the Lord. Well, we're getting close to voting. And we need to know. You can't just watch TV all day and listen to what everybody says and go, oh, they said this about him, and oh, they said this about her, or oh, they're rising up her. Oh, well, and so you see people are like, we want him, we want him, we want him. Well, you know, we're not saying, well, no, because you start believing wrong information. You need to find out what God is saying.
Right. Amen.
People get silly about that kind of stuff. And you know, I don't have time to teach it right now, but you know what God is into and what he's not into.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm into and what I'm not into.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, so We are not a religion. We didn't come here to pay dues or feel better about ourselves or earn something. We're here to worship in spirit and in truth. And there's just three great words that'll keep us free inside. Worship, spirit, and truth. Those will keep us free on the inside. Another thing we know is that God cannot be reduced to formulas. It's good to learn godly skills. It's good to learn to plan and have goals and visions. It's good to learn what love does, right? It's good to look and see how you can improve, and we must know that we want to rely on the power and the fruits of the Spirit and get results there. And none of that's a cop out. It's all good. Where we're not is this. Oh well, you know, I do this and the Holy Spirit just have to help me get over it. No. How about this? Holy Spirit, I refuse to try to control everything and everyone in my life out of a selfish motive. Show me where I need correction and I employ the power that is within me to bring it to pass. How about that? How about praying like that? Show me, Lord, and I will call upon your power to make the change. Instead of just saying, yeah, well, I do that. Well, I mean, do you want things to work or not? Because things will work by the power of grace. Grace is not slippery, slidey. We do whatever we want and just grow into to seared consciences and reprobate minds. That's not what grace is. Grace is taking the power of God. See, the thing is the law could tell you what you did wrong, but it couldn't help you change. Grace can tell you what you did wrong, but it'll give you the empowerment to do it right. Amen. And then there's what we call mercy, which you get when you miss it again. Amen. Praise God. Show me where I need correction. That's a good thing. That's a good thing to tell God. I have a staff member who frequently comes to me and says, well, how am I doing? Where do you think I need some correction? It's time for me to check in with you. What do I need? Where do you see things that are not, maybe I'm not doing exactly what you think I ought to be doing. What a privilege that someone would work for you that actually is checking themselves out. Yeah. Praise God. They're actually wanting to change their character. I think that's probably what Paul would call a Timothy. Don't you think? Praise the Lord. So we want to check ourselves out. Let's talk about prayer for a minute, because you know something about prayer. Aren't you glad that you're just not, you know, trying to throw darts at something? Right. Or you're just not getting a shotgun out and doing a shotgun thing? You actually know some things about prayer. And, you know, I think that prayer seems to somehow have gotten under the category of discipline. Now listen to me. Prayer is the ultimate expression of partnership with God. It's an adventure of discovering and praying his heart. So, many people spend their life just, you know, praying to God when they could be praying with God. This partnership with his answers and its breakthrough is a source of the fullness of joy. You get in there and you start praying with God. What are we looking at today? What are we praying about today? And you begin to pray about that just this morning. That's how I got that thread pull. I'm just checking in. And then he starts downloading. We all know that word now. That's one thing computers gave. They gave us internet gave us a good word to use spiritually. You're downloading what God wants you to say and pray. You start saying and pray it, because nothing happens unless someone says and prays. And so, you begin to bring these things to pass by words. Aren't you glad you know that? So you can be praying with God instead of to him. Amen. You know, we're in the meat stage here, right?
Yeah.
So some people are still going, God, this is Roxy. I'm over at Broadway Street and I was wondering if maybe you could kind of help me with, no. Father, what's on your heart? What are we doing? You got to get way past that. You got to get way past thinking he's far off from you. The Holy Spirit's sitting on the inside of you. You're empowered right now with the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. He's talking all day long, all night long. You'll dream about him. Well, if I ever go to church, roof will fall in on me. No, we're all here. It never fell in on any of us.
Right.
Amen. Amen. See, these are silly. God is so far off to some people, but he's not. And you know he's not. This is something you know, that he is close to you right now. And you can hear him talking right now. And some of you have already downloaded something. While I'm talking, he's given you something. Because the Spirit of Truth is in this room right now. This partnership with his answers and its breakthroughs is supposed to be a source of the fullness of joy. One of the fruits that we produce is answered prayer. We should have answered prayer. I intend to have answered prayer. I'm not praying it just so I can be religious and just say something. I'm praying because God wants it said and it can happen. Glory to God. Help me, Lord. Jude 1:20 says, but beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It says in, not to. Amen. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. You pick up somebody and you're thinking, let's say I was standing at the kitchen sink and I was doing dishes because my dishwasher was gone. And, and so let's just say that I heard Irie, and I just heard Irie's name, Irie. So what do I do? Start praying for Irie. Lord, I'm just lifting up Irie to you right now. Thank you, Lord, for whatever's going on in her life. Help her on her path, whatever's going on. Just whatever comes to you, just pray about it. So-and-so's on your mind, praying about him. This morning, President Trump was on my mind, so I prayed about him. You say, well, would you pray for the other? I would pray for any person. God loves all people.
He does.
And I do pray for the one who's sitting in the seat today. I do pray for him. You should too. Bless his heart. Thank you for change, Lord. Listen to the reaction. That's funny right there. Praise God. Okay. Prayer's not trying to get God to do something. You're not trying to get God to do something. Amen. It's agreeing with what he's already done and speaking into this natural realm. Because on the inside of you is the whole kingdom of God, the whole realm of God. And you're speaking out what God has. Man, after we finish this today, we'd have done a whole year's worth of preaching, so. Just kidding. We'll hear it again and again, won't we? So, partnership, praying, speaking in the realm. You know, church, it's just time for you to relax in his goodness. If you have 10 minutes to pray, okay, I got 10 minutes and then I'm out the door, then spend 8 of it worshiping. Just spend 8 of it worshiping. Lord, I praise you. I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Jehovah Jireh. I worship you, Jehovah Nisi. I worship you, Heavenly Father. I lift you. I pray. And you start praising God. And then here will come something that you're supposed to say. It'll come out. Amen. We always become what we worship. Well, I'm just trying to hear God. I want to hear what he's saying. Church, your capacity to hear comes from the word. Yep. You put the word in there, it draws out the voice. Yes, it does. You're like, I'm not hearing God, then go get more word. I told Deb the other day, I said, oh, man, I was on such a roll, I was just hearing all these things. All of a sudden, boom, I didn't hear anything. So in the last 3 days, I went back and started hearing more. Now, don't get me wrong. I have some of this every day in my life, but I need more. I can't just read the word to try to get a sermon for you. I have to get a lot of things for myself, which I love. I love it all. But you just have to keep eating. And you don't have to go in and read 10 chapters. Get a word and start meditating on it. Look at something and chew it all day long. Amen. Short lesson. Praise the Lord. Okay. So if you live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, you'll be doing what Jesus said to do, right? That's actually Matthew 4:4. Psalm 37:7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Resting is a beautiful picture of people that no longer feel the pressure to strive to prove themselves. They're comfortable in their own skins. Before we were saved, we performed to get an identity so we'd be accepted. Isn't that right? I did that after I was saved. I didn't know this, but I grew. I learned. After we're saved, we find out that we're accepted, that that's our identity. And from that reality comes our performance. From who we are comes our performance. Not, God, I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to do this, Lord. I'm just going to try. And maybe I'll look good to some people and I'll prove to them I am somebody. You are somebody. Right now you are somebody. You are so very valuable right now. Well, little old me. Hey, listen. Some of the greatest people that I've had the pleasure of knowing in the world were these 90-year-old grandmothers that would get in their prayer closet. And then people would bring them to the prayer conference in Branson. Miss Billy's prayer conference. Miss Rachel Tiefenteller. And they'd bring her out there and she'd be a little old thing and she'd be, and she could just pray the paper off the wall. I mean, and she had deep revelation. You're important. Whether you're 9 or 90, you are important to God. And you have something to say. You have something to do. Praise the Lord. So all these truths that we've talked about have been taught to you here in this house. They've all been taught to you. Have they? And most of you believe everything that I just said. Most of you. Some of you are getting there. Some see great manifestations due to putting faith into these truths. Because that's where you're going to get. This is who I am. This is how I pray. This is what I believe. God's not mad at me. I can get close to him any day of the week, morning, noon, or night. He's not mad. He's not cut off. He doesn't make mistakes. So if something's wrong, it's with me. Praise the Lord. We have to get down to perception, filters, and focus. How are you receiving truth? I know that as we grow, we have filters and we receive truth in different ways. Some people, when you come into a place like this, and most of you have been here for a while, but there were things that, you know, grandma taught it and you bought it. We love grandma, but she didn't know everything. I'm believing my grandson isn't going to have to say that. But you have to get finished with these filters. I remember I used to could pick them up in the house. I could pick this up in the house when I'd say, well, I talk about prosperity and everybody prospering and everything and just really coaching people in it. I could sense someone thinking, I sure do wish everybody here would get prosperous so they could help me. I could pick that up in the spirit, you know? Well, that's not who we are. We're the ones that give. We're not the ones that are doing this.
Exactly.
But I could just pick that up. But you know what? That's not here now. That's not here right this moment. It's not in here. It's you. You're prosperous. You're blessed. You're anointed. You're skilled in the word. But it takes hearing and hearing to get rid of religious or carnal cobwebs. It takes hearing and hearing. That's why, as Pastor Brandon told you a couple of weeks ago, don't despise hearing the same stuff over and over and over. That's why I thought I'd just give you a platter full today so you could remember who you are and what you know. Because you know more than a million Christians do on earth right now. Am I bragging about this church? No, I'm bragging about God who led us, who blessed us, who I am so humbled to know that he gave us such good teachers.
Yes. Yes.
But he did. And we're able to grow because we wanted to.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. I hear this right now. Well, don't you think a lot of Christians know what we know in here? No. Have you been out on the street? Have you met with others?
Yeah.
There's still a lot of Christians out there teaching people that God puts sickness on you to teach you a lesson. They're everywhere. God put that on you to teach you. No, he didn't. The thief comes to kill, steal, kill, and destroy. God came to give life and give it more abundant. Jesus did. John 10:10. Draw the John 10:10 line. You have to do that, church. Aren't you glad you know the John 10:10 line and that God is good? That other stuff is religious junk. It's an excuse for people that don't use their faith. But give them a break, because some of it's just ignorance. They've never even walked into understanding how it works. So they just believed what someone told them. They followed the pigeon. Thank you, Lord. You see what he did there? Yeah, that's pretty good. Anyway. Praise God. So here's what I wanted to get to in closing. You can know all these truths, and they're all precious, but do you know him? Do you know him? Who or what you put your mind on is very important. We're grace people. We are not do-it-yourself people. You don't have to fix everything. We should have a LGW channel instead of a DIY channel. Let God work. Right? So do it yourself. Let God work. Let him do something. You do your part. You're in partnership with him. Your part is to hear it and say it. Stand and believe it. Use the fruits of the Spirit. Walk in love. That's your part. Listen to the Lord. Worship God. That's your part. His part is the healing power. His part is the prosperity. His part is the anointing so that when you speak to people, they get saved. He'll do that on you. You don't have to do it. He does it. You want promotion? The Bible says it doesn't come from the east or the west. It comes from God.
Yes. Right.
You can know about a lot of things surrounding God. You can know how the church runs. Lord, I've had to spend many, many hours on things like that. You can know that you need to be in church. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
You need to know your favorite preachers. That's all wonderful. You can get a bumper sticker and a t-shirt. Oh, praise the Lord. You can even know the word. But do you know him? Have you become intimately acquainted with him? Do you know him? I am so thrilled that you have a relationship with this church. I'm so thrilled about it. But do you have a relationship with him? He's not a formula. I love formulas. I learned a lot. They help people. But they mostly help people who are already understand that we live under the new covenant and that we're living under grace and that God loves us and we know him, not just about him. Then formulas work good. But this is not a machine. This is not just, well, you know, if you'll do this, this will happen. That is actually the truth. But when God gets in that mix, the outcome is different. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. I think those that don't have understanding of those two things, just try to work a system. And you're going to work a system, and it's called religion. And we're not looking for that. We're looking for a relationship. Amen. Father longs for us to know him. He wants for us to know him. Just before Jesus went to the cross, he prayed for you and me, and he prayed that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ that thou hast sent. The burning goal of Paul's life and the cry of his heart was that I might know him. Knowing our God means everything. He is not Allah or any of the other gods. He is Jehovah God. His real name is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. That's how you say his name in Hebrew. He is Jesus. He is Holy Spirit. This is our God. Y'all got quiet. But knowing him is the difference between victory and defeat. Rest and constant turmoil. Abundant overflowing life or barren emptiness. Whichever one you want. I want that overflowing life, so I'm going to know him. We must know him. This must be our quest. Amen. And really, church, it's really simple, because the last time I checked, the way to get to know someone is to spend time with them.
Yep.
Just spend time with them and you'll know him. Mm-hmm. Particularly him, because he's there and he's always talking. He's ready to let you know everything you want to know. I just want to encourage you, as I always do, to read the Word, meditate on the Word, but not as a discipline, but as a communication. Let him communicate with you. Study the Word for learning processes, but you also just want to see what he's saying. What are you saying, Lord? What does that mean? What are you saying? I got off on a big kick on reading what Jesus was saying over in Matthew about the end times. I found out that you can match every thing he said right there with the Jews to one of the seals over in Revelation.
Wow.
Started building a picture for me. How things work. What's going on. Praise the Lord. We want to have encounters with God, church. We want to stay connected with him. He's the vine. We are the branches. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you'll ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And then further down is when he calls you friends. I've already talked about that. You received this today? You are his friend. He is your friend. Friends talk to each other. So our quest in life, having known all of these wonderful revelations, our quest in life is to be in union with him and to know him. Praise God for all the truths we have, but know him. Dean Braxton died and went to heaven. Remember the book? Y'all know of him. He came back when he was in the hospital. He tells the story, but he said that when he met Jesus, he fell at Jesus' feet. He said you could feel love coming out of Jesus' feet. Praise God. Can you just imagine Jesus? Whoa, just this love coming off of him. Some of y'all, I've never even felt anything like that. I have in the spirit, and I intend to feel more. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, shake somebody next to you who's trying to go to sleep. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Lord. I want to say this to the audience before we go off. On Wednesday night, I'm going to give you 7 ways to know who the Antichrist is. If you want to know, you'll have to be in the house. This will not go out on Facebook. You'll have to be here if you want to know. So, you'll have to be here. I took a poll. The people want to know. I think it's interesting because you're going to be happily surprised at how easy you can keep this information so that those who will actually be here will know about the Antichrist. Uh-huh. It's real easy to see, because I just want to do this because I hear this guy say, you think Trump's the Antichrist? You think Obama's the Antichrist? You think King Charles is the Antichrist. No, I don't. But I will tell you this. He's alive in the earth. Jesus is coming. The Bible says, Jesus said, watch the fig tree. The fig tree is when Israel became a nation again in 1948. Jesus said, this generation shall not pass away until you see the coming of the Lord. So that means Pauline Page is going to see the rapture. Amen. Because she's of that generation, 1948, right? And so on. So you're like, well, when is it? I want to know. We'll talk about that too. Amen. But I want you to be here in the house because you're going to have to write it down. And then from now on, when anyone says, you think they're the Antichrist, you can say, no, here's the seven reasons why. He has to do this, 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 and this, and da, 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 da. And it'll just be so easy to know. Are there Antichrists in the earth right now? Yeah, there are a lot of people who are anti-anointing. There are a lot of people who are. We just pray that they find Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so we're going to be doing that. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lord. Kimbraste voso kutandara na mosivre be ke to lavra ba kotonda di esta. Meste varavara ba ko lavra ba kotisi kitashe. Also, new levels now, new levels, new levels, new levels. Something brand new in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've anchored you so deep. I've anchored you so deep. And now is the time. Now is the time. You're moving forward fast, fast. I've got great things for you, says the Lord. Great things. Watch and see. There are things that I planted in you, even when you were a small child, that you will see coming out in the glory of God in these last days. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. So I'm going to wipe away all tears. I'm going to wipe away all the tears from the past. They won't even be brought up again. They won't be brought up again. There's a new time, a new place, and I've got it. I've got it. Everything's wiped away. This is going to help somebody you know. Everything I'm saying right now is going to help somebody you know. It's all done. It's all done and it's all good. I've got it, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Stepping into some new places. I see it like this. It's kind of like you opening an envelope and there's a lot of good things and they all just come blowing out of that envelope. Just miraculous things. In fact, the Lord wants to use both of you in miracles. It's your future. Miracles are your future. I'm talking walking on water stuff. Powerful stuff in the presence of God. Thank you for it, Lord. You're a fisher of men and you're about to dive deep. You're going to be rejoicing so much at the souls that come into the kingdom very shortly. People are going to gather around you 10, 12 at a time. They're going to march through this door with you. They're going to get saved, healed, delivered in Jesus' name. That's on you. You're a Pied Piper. You're a Pied Piper. I've got what you need. I have everything you need. Open that door and receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You're going to go somewhere to a big city and you're going to the 11th floor. And when you get to the 11th floor, there is going to be a spiritual door that is going to open that cannot be shut. On the 11th floor, there is a door. Don't let go of that. It's in your future. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The anointing of soul winning is on you along with the gift of healing. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You'll just walk up to some folks, say, you'll notice something about them. Can I pray for you? They're going to get healing miracles are going to happen in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I'm not done with you. I'm not done with you. Don't let the enemy tell you in any way. You have to rise up now for the end days. Rise up in everything you have. Go to 102. Rise up right now in Jesus' name. Get strength. The preach has to come out of you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's someone in here and you had some memory loss and you're really concerned about that. And the Lord says, I'm laughing about it. He can't have you. He can't have you. Say no. That memory loss, you just need to settle down a little bit. Chill out a little bit. Don't put any pressure right there. You're free from it in Jesus' name. You're just toiling too much. Let that go in Jesus' name. Just relax. And your memory will just start clicking right back in. That is a lie of the devil. You know, oh, I might get that thing that people... No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. You say no to that. That is not true. It's not true about you. The next time that thought comes to you, say this. That's not what the Word says. It's not what the Word says. The memory of the just is blessed. We'll use it that way. That scripture means several things. The memory of the just is blessed, and we're the just. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see you with a deck of cards. This is, of course, not literal, but it's a spiritual thing. And you almost are going to throw one of those cards away. And the Lord says, no, hold on to it. Hold on to it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Now, I've got your sister. I've got your sister. Everything will be all right. I've got your sister. I'll take care. I'll take care of her and the family. No concerns. I know what to do, and she will know what to do, when to pull the trigger. I've got her. She'll have everything she needs, and she'll continue in her ministry until my return. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The favor of God comes on you now. The favor of God. You're going to be favored wherever you go. Whoever you're connected with, people are going to say, I pick you. I pick you. The favor of God. God sees you as a Joseph, but you're going to skip being put in the pit in the prison. You're going straight up in Jesus' name. You have an anointing on your life, and it's going to come through to you very clearly and very quickly. You're going to understand the Word in miracle form. Get ready to take possession of your promised land in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have some quick works, says the Lord. Pray about them. Just some quick works that you and I can get done together. There's some things that you have wanted, and I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. You can do it. You can have it. But I also need you to pray into some situations. And you're going to immediately download those things, and you'll have them, and you'll watch them come to pass, and you're going to rejoice. Oh, you're going to rejoice. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I see you have eyes to see. You can pick up the things of God. You can just pick them up. Eyes to see. You have those eyes. Both of you. You do. You can know what God is doing. This is going to be very important in these days to be able to get past junk that would try to come around you. You can press right through it and get real truths in Jesus' name. I believe the Lord wants to give you some kind of holiday. That you may need a certain kind of holiday, some kind of refreshment. Ask him about that. It keeps coming to me, holiday. So ask him about that. I don't have anything else, so I can't add anything to it. But ask him about the holiday. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Boom! Your eyes are opening. I mean, your eyes are going to open to new levels. You're letting go of things and moving into new places. Watch for what God is going to show you. The Word will become alive and just bigger and broader and more magnificent to you. Even in the next 7 days, you're going to go, you know what? look at this truth. This is the truth. And you're going to live in it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I sense a new truck somewhere here. A new truck. So in Jesus' name, we call for that new truck in Jesus' name. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that truck, Lord, Jesus' name. Go to the throne room and find out some new directions in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Really good. Next 3 months, really good. Really good. Really good. Take advantage of them. God's going to be speaking to you, speaking to your heart. All things are clear. Just I see you just moving forward. Both of you just moving forward. There's been some good news and some good news and some good news. Good news continues. Good news continues in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see you sanding down some sort of wooden model. You're sanding down a wooden model, kind of like you would do like if somebody made a wooden ship, you know, and you're sanding it down with the finest paper, and it is glorious. And this is a spiritual representation of how God's going to use you with fine things. Fine things belong to you both. Fine things in Jesus' name. So I don't know that y'all even like this, but I would say go to a museum that has fine art and just look at it. Just look at it. Just go to, you know, somewhere that has a night and just look, put your eyes on it. God's going to show you something in paintings. And this is not necessarily about you wanting or owning paintings, but it's about you coming up to the fine art of living. And it's going to open the door for people around you to begin living on a better level. Jesus' name. You know, sometimes you have to go and just put your eyes on something. And it will bring, you know, like the stars and the sand and the ring strikes. They all put their eyes on something, and it'll bring you up to different levels if you go look at the things that God wants you to look at. Amen. Well, let's stand up and we'll go out of here. Praise the Lord. God is good. We're right on time. Thanks, Jesus. I am so drunk in the spirit, I can't remember what we say here. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all.